Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I trust that you have gotten a tremendous blessing from the standing between the living and the dead service number one, part one. Welcome to the standing between the living and the dead service, part two, a memorial prayer devotional evangelistic service. In keeping with our emphasis on prayer and reading the Bible and having devotions and family devotions especially, Dr. Oswald Chambers said, "Watch human nature. We are so built that if we do not get thrilled in the right way, we will get thrilled in the wrong way." And this is so true. I told you on yesterday, I believe it was, so many so-called Christians today, they're not looking for the Master. They're looking for a moment. They're not looking for a message. They're looking for a moment. They're only interested in a moment, a thrill, some kind of excitement, something new to do, just like the world. It's so sad. They don't understand that they're getting with the Master, Jesus Christ. He is the moment, and you can have that moment all the time in Him because He's eternal. But back to Oswald Chambers, he said, "If we are without the thrill of communion with God, we will try to get thrilled by the devil, the world, and the flesh, or by some concoction of human ingenuity and human iniquity." Ladies and gentlemen, let's pray for senior Christians. Let's pray for family, Christian families, or families that name the name of Christ, or singles that name the name of Christ. Let's pray for the salvation of lost singles and lost families. And let's pray for laborers to go to the fields, the wine harvest fields. Let's pray together. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, based upon your holy word. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, and knock and it shall be opened unto you. You gave a parable, Lord Jesus, to this end, to this purpose, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. You told us to pray without ceasing and to pray always. Grant us your grace, your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit to do that now and throughout the remainder of this day, throughout the remainder of our lives. Lord Jesus Christ, please hear and answer our prayers. And Lord, we pray that you will help every Christian marriage and family to pray together, obey together, and stay together, and to focus their attention on Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6, where you tell everybody in the family how to act. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would, by the power of your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit, save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would raise up laborers into the field, since we have failed you. We have disobeyed your great commission, not all, but so many of us, and your great commandment. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our wicked sin. And Lord, raise up laborers into the field to reap the righted harvest field for salvation by your might and power, because we know that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Have the power of your Holy Ghost to not give anybody rest until they are convicted and come to know your Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Listen to the words as you say them. Make sure you mean what you pray and pray what you mean. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And dear friends, you ought to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, just because he gave us that prayer. He taught us that prayer so many years ago. Just because of that, you ought to believe in Christ. He is the Son of God. Nobody can say something like that and not be the Son of God. A prayer like that would have never entered into our minds if he had not taught us this prayer. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are at Ephesians chapter 6. Today we're dealing with three verses as we deal with the children in the family. The Bible reads, children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is not a suggestion. This is not something children should do just because, whether or not, if they feel like it or not. It is a commandment. And the best thing, the only thing that you should do with the commandment of God is obey it. And one of the reasons why you ought to obey it as a child, as children living in the household with your parents, is because it is right. And that means that if you don't obey this commandment, you are wrong. Verse 2, honor thy father and thy mother. Which is the first commandment with promise. If you do so, you get a blessing. Life will go better for you. Life will go easier on you. And God will open up doors for you. You won't get stuck in life and become a failure in life. And so forth and so on. And God will cause you to find favor in the sight of man. And woman and everybody else you have to deal with. God will open up doors for you. If you make things right with your parents and honor them and respect them. Verse 3, that it may be well, that it may be well, that it may be well with thee. Thou mayest live long on the earth. Dr. John R. Rice said, regarding these three verses, and I doubt if we will finish it today. He said, the first command with a promise is this command, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And when this same command is quoted by divine inspiration in Ephesians 1, 2, and 3, the Holy Spirit calls attention to this solemn fact that this is the first command or commandment with a promise. The first commandment with a benefit, with a promise to the children who obey it. You know why some of your children can't get on in life? They're still stuck home with you. They're failing out of school, they don't do well in their high school work, don't finish that, they struggle with that, they don't make progress in college, They get stuck. They fail out of college. They go out into life and things don't work out there. They can't hold down a job. And they get fired from this job and that job and then this job. Then they have a bad job record. Can't get another job, and then they want to move back in with you. They're not loving and they're not lovable, so they can't find somebody to marry them. You can trace it back, my dear friends, by not having the right attitude towards their parents, not making things right with their parents, apologizing for their evil, their rebelliousness, their stubbornness, their disobedience, their disrespectful attitudes, not honoring the parents, not obeying the parents, especially even if it's just one parent, one good parent, won't even honor that one good parent. And so that's why they get stuck in life. And like they can't move on because God is not blessing them. God is not showing them favor. And I'm here to tell you, as I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, life is going to be very miserable for you, my dear friend, if you don't have the favor of God and the kind of favor that you have favor with God, with Jesus, and with heaven. And then they cause you to find favor in the sight of people, some people who may even be prejudiced against you. He will move upon their hearts to show you love and respect and appreciation, and will open up doors for you. In fact, God will give you the kind of favor that he'll cause people to do for you that even your family won't do for you. He'll cause people who don't even know you to do things for you that your family won't do for you. But my dear friend, you will not have the favor of God on your life and in your life if you don't have the right kind of relationship with your parents. You don't have the proper respect and honor for your parents. If you don't respect and obey your parents, things are going to go very badly for you for a long period of time, and then you may even die early because of your prideful, stubborn rebelliousness and witchcraft and disobedience and stubbornness and your bad attitude. Don't you know that God is concerned about your attitude? We talked about this the other day. How that God chastises people and punishes people and rebukes people for having a bad attitude towards him. And when you have a bad attitude towards him, you're going to have a bad attitude towards all of the authority over you, on your job, in your family, and so forth. And then, if you somehow have a child, that child is going to rebel against you because you are going to reap what you sow. So, ladies and gentlemen, in some sense, God seems to have put this commandment about honoring parents at the very head of the list of human duties toward mankind. One's duty to God, his obligation to God, is greater than his duty to anybody else. Naturally so. But one's duty to his father and mother is greater than his duty to anybody else in the world. That includes your boss, it includes your pastor, it includes anybody else in your life, your little mentor, anybody else. The duty of honoring father and mother is, if possible, even more important than the duties expressed in the other commandments following the fifth commandment. And I think I'm going to stop it right there. I believe the point has been solidly made. At this time, dear friends, join me in prayer based upon 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. subject of children obeying their parents is going to be part one, part two, part three. As was the passage regarding wives and the passage regarding husbands. And it is needed in this wicked, evil, and ungodly society. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. You want a peaceful day, a quiet life, then you need to pray for not only yourself, but others and people who are serving in the ministry of government, as well as folks in the family and in the church. So join me in prayer. Follow me in prayer as we pray together. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help all children who name the name of Christ to confess their sins and to repent and to humble themselves down and obey their parents and honor their parents as you have commanded them, or they will live a miserable, short life as so many have done. I thank you, Lord, that after I got saved, I went back and apologized to my father and to my mother and made things right with them. And Lord, it has meant everything in my life. Not only that, I thank you that even after I got saved, you told me to go back and apologize to my first pastor for a negative attitude I had towards him. And that has made all the difference in my life. You have shown me extraordinary favor and grace, as anybody who has eyes can see. By humbling myself down and going back to my authority figures, my parents and my first real pastor, and apologizing and making things right with them. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor, and what a release and what a blessing that is. So, Lord, I pray that you'll help all children in our family and in all other Christian families to do the same, so that they can be blessed and have your favor to be a blessing. And Holy Father God, we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all people who claim to be Christians in this country and around the globe. Only you know who are truly born again. Help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for everybody in government. Save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved. And we pray for salvation and spiritual and family and life, financial and material protection and provision, leadership, guidance, and direction for all government officials, the president and his family, his administration, and his cabinet. We pray for all senators and all representatives, all governors, all state representatives and all state senators, and all mayors and all police chiefs and all sheriffs. And Holy Father God, and those who work under them, we pray that you would protect the police officers who are good and who have become police officers and deputy sheriffs because of a calling on their lives. We have no doubt called some of these people from childhood to be law enforcement officers. We thank you for that. We pray that the citizens would humble themselves down and obey the law. And Lord, help us to have faith in you to remove those who are evil and who are bad apples. Cast the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas and rebelliousness and foolishness and betrayal out of the hearts and minds and lives of those who are even serving in the ministry of government. We pray, Lord, for the peace of Jerusalem, the protection of Israel, and we pray, Lord, for all of the prime ministers and presidents, potentates, and premiers around the globe, and we pray for salvation and leadership, guidance, and direction, blessings upon all of these people, that your poor people and those who are barely getting by, Lord, can be provided for and can do the things you want them to do. And Holy Father God, we pray for all of the people who are being persecuted, all of your Christian people who are being persecuted in America, in China, in the Philippines, in Kenya, in Nigeria, and around the globe. You would protect us all from Satan and Satan's people. Protect us, Lord, from the devil and all of his cohorts, and all of his demons who seek to destroy us, to kill us, and to try to hinder us from serving you. And Lord, we pray that you would open up the jail gates and protect and provide for your people and give us grace in our trying hours and in our dying hours. Lord God in heaven, prepare us for good days and bad days. Prepare us for celebrations and tragedies. Prepare us, Lord, for weddings and funerals. Prepare us, Lord, for life and death. Help us to endure hardness as good soldiers and help us to keep the faith and to fight a good fight until the end, to endure until the end for your glory, praise, and honor. Give us that kind of heart, spirit, and attitude. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of the lost and for in this country and around the globe and in the media. We pray for the revival of the saved in this country, around the globe, and in the media as well. And Holy Father God, we pray for the healing of the sick in the body of Christ. Help them to call for the elders of the church to pray with them over the phone. And Lord, to help them to be honest and to confess their sins and to be transparent so that they can be healed and raised up. And we pray, Lord, for the salvation of the lost and for the healing. We pray that you would save them and heal them as well. Lord God in heaven, we pray for all of the millions of people who are hurting today because of they're grieving over the death of loved ones who have died in this awful disease called the coronavirus plague disease. Some have lost multiple family members, and many of them are your people in your church. And so, Holy Father God, Lord Jesus, draw them to yourself for those who are not saved, to be saved, others to be encouraged and strengthened in the faith. And Holy Father God, we pray you would draw them to your Holy Scriptures for salvation and for comfort as well. For Lord, we have no words. Lord, move by the power, function, and anointing of your Holy Spirit. Let your will be done In Jesus Christ's name, we pray for some by name. Certainly not all, but we include them in this prayer as we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the family and friends of New York Cook, Hillary Gregg. We pray for the family and friends of Texas Sheriff Abraham Vega. We pray for the family and friends of Texas Volunteer Michael W. Lewis. We pray for the family and friends of Illinois businessman Jose Morone. We pray for the family and friends of Egyptian actress Raga El Gallery. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the family and friends of Texas probation officer Adrian Gomez. We pray for the family and friends of New Jersey Professor James S. Harrison. We pray for the family and friends of Peru indigenous leader Santiago Manuan. We pray for the family and friends of New York photographer Richard D. Negrito. We pray for the family and friends of Brazilian singer Dulce Nunes. We commit all of these souls and families and friends into your hands. Let your will be done in everybody's life. Comfort them as only you can and save their souls. Revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And we continue to pray for all of the people who have sent in prayer requests. Hear and answer their prayers and hear and answer our prayers for them. And Lord, we pray for, that is, their specific prayers that they have sent in and more. And we pray, Lord, for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, blessing, food crisis, blessings, and housing crisis, blessings for so many millions who are facing housing crisis right now and food crisis with no help from the government. And Lord, we pray that you would bless all of these people in this way. We pray for a few by name. We pray for Nakia. Please keep her out of jail and have the people working her case to be fair, safe, and comfort her loved ones. We pray for Marie. Please provide her and family with a warm, safe, dry, and secure house that they can afford, that they can call home, that accommodates all their needs. Heal her of bone pain and all other illnesses. We pray for Supta. Please save his wife, his children, and his sister and brother. We pray for Jordan. Please give him and his family emotional and spiritual protection. We pray from the negative people, especially his mother-in-law and sister-in-law. Keep them from starting up trouble and disrupting his family. Please save them both. And Lord, we pray this for families all across this nation and around the globe as the devil is attacking families, even people in the family. We pray for Shaka. Please help her brother to stop drinking and help her not to be depressed. Please help them to get answers as to why their father was killed. We pray for Igul. Help her to marry a believer in Christ. Help her to be the wife that you want her to be. We pray for Tracy. Get her through her heartache and give her peace. And Lord, we pray for all others who have sent their prayer requests now through the years. And now we pray for those who have been saved, as we're just praying for seven. And we pray, Lord, for all of the others who have been saved through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry. And we pray for all other people who have gotten saved through other ministries, and for those who have rededicated their life to you, even though we don't give an invitation for that. We pray for Elle, we pray for Rusha, we pray for Jay, we pray for Gal, we pray for Christy, we pray for Marlene, and we pray for Day. We also pray for those who have recommitted to you and their lives as Christians. We pray for Stephen, Mabina, Josephine, Margaret, Constant, Shin, and Jennifer. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading is titled, He Keeps Us from Falling, by Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Jude 24 says, He is able to keep you from falling. In some sense, the path to heaven is very safe, but in other respects, there is no road so dangerous. It is beset with difficulties. One false step, and how easy it is to take that if grace be absent, and down we go. What a slippery path is that which some of us have to tread. How many times have we to exclaim with the psalmist, My feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. If we were strong, sure-footed mountaineers, this would not matter so much, but in ourselves, the truth is how weak we are. We have many foes who try to push us down. The road is rough and we are weak. But in addition to this, enemies lurk in ambush who rush out when we least expect them, even from the family, and labor to trip us up or hurl us down the nearest precipice, down into the slough of despond. Only an almighty arm can preserve us from these unseen foes who are seeking to destroy us. Such an arm is engaged for our defense. He is faithful that hath promised, and he is able to keep us from falling, so that with a deep sense of our utter weakness, we may cherish a firm belief in our perfect safety and say with joyful confidence, Against me, earth and hell combined, but on my side is power divine. Jesus is all and he is mine. Amen and amen, shall we pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Thank you for reminding us of what we needed to hear. Help us to obey your holy word and help us to follow you in the way that you would have us to go. And Lord, we pray that you will have your holy word to find a lodging place in our hearts in such a way that we will share it with others, we will meditate on it, and we will witness to others the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are with us today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in him for your soul's salvation from the power of sin and from the punishment of sin in that awful place called hell. Pardon me. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, God's commandments. And so have I. So has the Pope. So has the Dalai Lama. And so has Joel Osteen. Everybody has. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Have you ever sinned before God in His glory? Are you having a hard time coming up with some of your sins? Let me name a few. Have you ever told a lie before? Have you ever stolen a quarter or a dime from, or some pennies out of your father's or your mother's change jar to go buy something that you did not ask for? Have you ever coveted after somebody else's wife or husband or children or whatever they have, or some material thing they have? Have you ever lusted in your heart after people or things? These are rhetorical questions. You have to answer them. Have you ever dishonored or disobeyed or disrespected your father and mother with a bad attitude by not answering them, by not showing proper respect? Have you ever dishonored God by taking His name in vain? For we all have sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a penalty for, and there is a punishment for sin, always. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die because of sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes immediately to hell. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, hell is a very real place. Notice how earnest and serious Jesus Christ is about this matter, calling him. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Everlasting fire. Jesus Christ talked about hell and described hell by saying it is a place of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. It is a place of torment. It is a place of heat. It is a place of burning. There will be no bars in hell, and your buddies will not see you in hell, and you will not see them. It's too dark. Hell is a very real place. Hell is bad news, dear friend, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to land in hell when you die. You don't have to go to a devil's hell. Because in reality and in truth, Jesus Christ made hell for the devil and his angels. However, if you act like the devil and live like the devil, talk like the devil, you are going to hell with the devil. Hell is bad news, but I have some good news for you. All you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask Him to save you. For the Bible says, in fact, Jesus Christ Himself said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That means that if you're in this world, God loves you. That whosoever believeth in Him, whosoever believeth in Him, the word whosoever means anybody at any time. Believeth means trust in, have faith in, and do not doubt. trust in who? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the express image of God. Jesus Christ, who turned water into the best wine ever. Jesus Christ, who took a boy's box lunch and multiplied it over to feed hundreds upon hundreds and still had leftovers. Jesus Christ, who never committed a sin in word, thought, deed, or attitude in this life. Jesus Christ, who walked on the water like we walk on carpet. Why? Because he is God. Only God and only the Spirit of God can do something like that. Then he went to the tomb of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. So he raised the dead. This is the Jesus that I'm referring to. Do you know him? If you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, do it today. Whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, or white, believeth, means to trust in, to have faith in. Should not perish means to not go to hell forever, but have everlasting life. That means you get to go to heaven with God and Jesus and the saints and the angels by believing in Jesus Christ. So just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved from what? Saved to what? Saved to go to heaven when you die. That's what salvation ultimately is all about. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ paid your sin debt. You owe no one because Jesus Christ paid it all. And all you have to do is believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. So follow me in prayer as I pray the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have done evil and wrong in my life. I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have admitted to you some of my sins already. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to repent of my sins past. And help me to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. And turning from my evil life. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, allow me to say again, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith and life in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted in Jesus Christ, if you believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior, please today email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know that you got saved, and so that we can give you some free material to help you to grow in the faith and be the Christian that God wants you to be. If you have a prayer request, please let us know about that as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good. Here's my prayer.